T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. On line 4 would be my friend Don. I met Don, we were 9 years old when I met Don. Don, that was at least 30 years ago.
Maybe closer to 40.
That's as far as we're going to go. What's on your mind, my friend?
Equating what you just said and the school's reopening question, when we first went to school, if you distinctly can remember that far back, it was an old schoolhouse that had contained two rooms. Each room had one teacher. However, there was four classes in those two rooms. One teacher had to teach three grades at the same time to different kids. That was difficult. Somehow, we all learned, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And it was a mixed group, and we were with older kids, of course, at the beginning. I do remember that I liked the food. The cafeteria food was good. And the woman at the cafeteria liked me. I used to get a little extra food. You towed the line. You ate what you were supposed to eat. And we've been friends all these years.
No, I didn't tow the line. She did not like me, so it was allotted for me, went to you.
Yeah, well, that was good. At least we kept it in our group. It's just been reported by Fox that New York City says that they will open in the fall with a mixture and a blend of different classes at different times. And they haven't given the exact blueprint of how they're going to do it, but they are going to open in an unusual pattern. So let's hope it works out.
Yeah, let's hope so also. And if you also remember, once we got past those first four grades, we went to another school, and a couple of years later, because it was overcrowded, we had divided class.
Yeah, we did, and I didn't like that because that was further away in case I got detention. It was several miles further than the West School, which is where we started.
Yes, but when in other words, some of us went to school early in the morning until lunchtime, and that was it. And then the other groups would come in after lunch and go till supper time.
That's right. They may do it. And I think they're going to probably do part of that in New York City. It'll be interesting to see how they lay that out.
And we all learned. And I'm sure, fast-forwarding to today, if the kids do go back to school in a classroom, they will learn a lot more than what they learned the last 3 months of this past school year.
Yeah, I think they'll have a thirst for learning. I know it's hard to think of young kids having a thirst for learning, but after 4 or 5 months of playing and hanging out and getting bored, because kids always get bored very easily, I think they'll be happy to be in a school environment. Don, what about the cancel culture, where if we hear something or see something we don't like, or it's a sports nickname we don't like, we try and get it canceled. We try and shut it down. The freedom of expression has gone out the window. If we don't like it, we don't think anybody else should even have an opportunity to make their own mind up.
You're right. That's a very good question. Number one, the guy that you and I both listen to, at least I listen to him frequently, is Tucker Carlson.
Oh, yeah, I listen every night. Watch him every night.
He lost three key advertisers.
Yeah, they were going to his sponsor. This is what they do. They go to your sponsor to try and cut the legs out from under you. The networks or the owners are made of China. They break easily, and that's what happens. But Tucker, just a week or so ago, had the most viewed piece ever on the history of cable TV. So I have a feeling that he's really hit a good target, and he's going to stay with that.
Well, I certainly hope so, because I look forward to each and every weeknight to listening to him.
Well, you know, the target that he hit was if the president loses this election and it goes to Biden, especially if they have control of the Senate and House as well, the country's over. It's as we know it. It is absolutely over. We will have no opportunity to change it for another 4 years, and he's right. By that time, just the things that Biden said he'll do. He said on the first day he'll rejoin the World Health Organization. He promises to raise taxes. How about that? How about a candidate who promises to raise taxes? And it's going to be a whole different ballgame. We all may be looking for passports to Russia or some other place.
Like I said before, the wall that Trump is building, it's going to be used eventually to keep us contained in this country instead of allowing people to come into this country.
Well, you know, you live very close to something I'm going to say. Knowing this mob, if this mob gets any further out of control, you know it could be in danger? Because you live near it, and that's the Liberty Bell.
Oh,
they love symbolism, and that's what's more symbolic of America than the Liberty Bell?
Nothing. It already has a crack in it, and by the time that gets done with them, it'll have more than that.
Didn't they use that miracle glue stuff that you can put a canoe together? I sent them. I said, here, fix the crack.
Probably. I haven't been down there for a good while. For many reasons.
What's that called, Buzzy?
Flex seal.
Flex seal. I think we should flex seal the crack in the Liberty Bell.
Isn't that the guy that rides around with a glass bottom boat?
That's right.
That's him. That's him.
I sawed my boat in half.
Okay, Don, I'll be talking to you, and if I'm not talking to you, I'll see you at the wedding. Hold on. Okay, thank you.
You guys have a good day. Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye. Let's take a break and return. Yeah, can you see them flex sealing the crack in the Liberty Bell? Seriously, these people are nuts when they get in this mob culture. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they went after the Liberty Bell or the Buffalo Bill's name. A Buffalo Bill practically wiped out the herd of buffalo that we had in this country, and they may not like that. They may go after the name of our team. The Sabres, I'm not so sure. It's just it's a sword. That's it. All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Here's what we're talking about today. Schools reopen. They just announced that the New York City schools will open in the fall with various blended and schedules and customized look. So, you know what's funny is before, just like 5 minutes before that story broke, Bernie said to me, because Bernie is a woman with a particular set of skills, they ought to, kind of have some in the morning, some in the afternoon. And that would make it a little easier. And that's probably what they're going to do. We won't speculate any further on that, but they're probably going to do that and have various blends and time changes and whatever. But whatever it is, let's hope it works. Let's go to line one, Tom in Tonawanda. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Oh, Mr. Beach, a pleasure to speak to you.
My pleasure, Tom. What's on your mind?
Mr. Hamilton stole a lot of my thunder, but since we're spending $16,000 per student in Buffalo school system, I'm sure they can open it up. They can do the disinfectant. They can do all the temperature checks and all that stuff. That's no humongous task. They can do that.
Well, I would hope that they would do it. I would be very, very surprised if they made any changes and didn't ask for more money. That school is funded, that district is funded $1 billion a year, And I don't think we get our bang for the buck out of that. But if it's suggested to them, they'll probably say they need more money.
When my daughters were younger, Mr. Beach, I was asked by my daughter to speak to the world geography class and that stuff by Mr. Cantafio about Vietnam and that stuff. So basically, I came in as an outsider. And I talked to the kids, you know, with certain restrictions. I couldn't, you know, elaborate too much. And I think that's what the kids need today is somebody outside of the teachers. Oh, how they related to me. The questions they asked, and it was, and they were so focused. I was like a zombie. They were staring at me. And
well, that's good. And you're right. They have a thirst for knowledge. I would like to see them have an outside voice, too. If the teachers just stuck to teaching their subject, I'd be very happy. And if you want a little outside flavoring here and there, bring in people like yourself to speak to the class. I think it's a good idea.
It's great. It could be a Vietnam veteran. It could be a dentist. It could be anybody. Just
sure.
To expose a different topic or a different point of view to them. They love it.
Yeah, something like different professions, if they're a little older, that they might like to explore, because the colleges don't do that. What the colleges do is they talk to you and they try and sell you what they have. Okay, what they have may not be what you need. But it doesn't matter. They want to fill another seat and another check for tuition. So I like your idea. Thank you very much. Good call. Let us go to Pete is here in line three. Pete in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Hey Stan. I you know, I'm the grim reality guy, and I think what we can look at is this: if we don't get the Senate, the House, and the all three co-equal branches of government in on our side, we only have one more chance. Your schools are done. The American education is ruined and finished. It's been so tainted. But we also see now an incomplete injustice, an imbalance of what's going on. There's not one person, except for Mr. Trump, but he can only do so much. And you get a Tucker, and you get a Rush, and you get, but nobody is doing anything about it. So there's no extreme. This needs extreme action. There is none, Sandy, none. Nobody is doing anything. I
hear what you're saying, and you've been saying it a while. I used to think that if there was something that obviously needed investigation and action, that we had enough people and enough areas of expertise to go after them. But you're right. It seems like we hear about them, everybody gets hot about them, and then they disappear and nothing happens.
And you know what? The consequences of that are going to be in 118 days, the collapse of the greatest country in the world. And I'm telling you right now, at this point, I know I was wrong the last time, okay? I didn't think the guy was going to pull through. But this time, I think there's so much corruption, and there's so many people that are what we call conservatives. Like, you got the Bushes now saying, are you kidding? Vote for Biden? Are you kidding me? Susan Rice getting up over the weekend and what she said about Trump taken verbatim and believed. He should be arrested. He should be hung. He should be thrown in jail. Every bit of it lies. And I look at a guy like William Barr, all this respect that he's got, and John Durham, hey, he's going to lay it out. And I listen to Sean Hannity every week, the next breaking thing, the next blockbuster. Oh, my God. You know, Gloria Tunsing, all these great reporters. You don't hear them anymore. They got private security and stuff. You know, they're afraid of their lives because they exposed these people, and then nothing happened. Nothing. And I'm telling you, Sandy, I don't see it. I don't see it pulling out. If it's not done within the next 30 to max 60 days, that's it. You're done.
Okay, I hear you. I wish I could disagree with you, Pete, but I can't. But I think you're right on with that. Thank you for the call. Buzzy, we've heard Pete with that before, and it's true. He has to keep repeating it because nothing much has happened. we expect some people to have to pay the piper. It never happens. It just kind of disappears.
It gets talked about. There's this big lead up. We think we're close to a announcement. We're close to finally seeing part of the swamp, like you said, pay the price, and then it just falls apart, and well, it goes from heavily being talked about to you hear nothing about it.
Well, remember, during the campaign, the president said he would prosecute Hillary Clinton. Now, have you seen anything that would lead you to believe that that was true? No, nothing.
Nothing that even think that it's in motion.
Just fizzled. Just gone. And you would think if there's anything out there that is low-hanging fruit, it would be Hillary Clinton.
And what was next? Remember, we didn't see anything. There was no progress. And then AG Barr gets hired, and we go, well, this is it. This is the guy. Things are going to happen now.
Yeah, and nothing. Zero. He's right. Pete's right about Hannity. Everything is breaking, and it's going to happen, and it doesn't happen. Does not happen. I would assume that Ainslie is disappointed more often than not. Big expectation, nothing happening. We'll take a break and we'll return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Where are we going next? We're off to Niagara Falls and George, line four. George, you're on WBEN.
Well, it's nice talking to you again, Sandy.
My pleasure, George. What do you got for us today?
Well, you made a comment earlier in your show about the name of Buffalo here.
Yeah, the Buffalo. I thought it was derived from the river.
Well, actually, no. It was actually the city got its name from making nickels.
Oh, really? Nickel City? Really? I didn't know. I did not know that.
Well, yeah, it was Nickel City, and it was the Buffalo Nickel.
Well, that's perfect for Entercom because that's what we make is nickels.
Yeah. Well.
little shot at the old employer there. Yeah, how about that?
Better than I do. But the other kids need to get back to school.
Yeah, and it's amazing. 3 days a week they're shooting for in New York City with different shifts and whatever. So they're getting creative. We'll see how it works out.
Well, I'm not too worried about New York City. I'm more worried about this area.
Yeah. I just tried to give an example of how they're trying to be creative.
Yeah, because my niece is a teacher here in Niagara Falls.
Is she anxious to get back to school?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, I assume most teachers are. You get antsy. You want to do your job.
Yeah, well, last year was her first year as a teacher, and then look what happened.
Oh, yeah. So at least she got 1 year under her belt, so you get a feeling of what fairly is fairly normal anyway, and we'll see how it works out this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, George. Thank you very much. Let's go to Medina and Daryl on line two. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, good afternoon, whatever.
Hello. Yeah, it's still morning, I think, Daryl.
Did you see the thing that the lady's talking to President Trump and his wife and the vice president and his wife yesterday?
Yeah, I saw part of that. That was that big summit meeting and the big square table there.
Well, and enough said about that. If anybody's seen it, they know how a lot of the people are feeling. My daughter works as a she's the foreign language, head of the foreign language for 32 schools.
Wow.
And they're doing, they're trying to brainstorm to figure out if they can even open. If you've got bus, like a 60-seat bus, you can only put between 6 and 10 kids on them to get them to school.
You're kidding. That math doesn't work, I'll tell you that. That's tough.
It only gets better. You know, the rural schools out here, Lindenville, Medina, lots of luck, Chuck. This is going to get nuts.
Yeah, because not only do you have the actual physical demands of what you can do and what you can't do, you've also got the teachers' union contracts. If I'm sure that in the contract they have specifics of how much time they are expected to spend doing this or that, or locations. I mean, those things are all part of a contract. So they got to work that in too. That's going to be demanding.
It's going to get the whole thing is going to get crazy. I mean, you say, well, you could probably do the split days, because
yeah.
As a matter of fact, before when I was going to school, there was two rural schools that went together to form Pembroke. All right. Well, we had to do the split shifts. Or split days.
Okay.
That got nuts. I mean,
split days like morning and afternoon, basically?
And I was on afternoon, and then you didn't get home till like after 5 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and kids aren't good at adapting. They're used to doing things at a certain time, and they're not used to going to school that late in the day, and all that is adjustment, too.
Yeah. Oh, I got one other one.
Okay.
They nailed, you know when they had the riot going on up in Rochester?
Okay, what about it?
They got 8 of them that did all kinds of damage, and they're going after them. They're going to give them the maximum treatment.
Good. We need examples like that, because for everyone that does it and gets away with it and is doing it again, it just encourages it. I hope they nail their you-know-what to the wall. Okay, thanks, Daryl. Have a good day. All righty. How about Mr. Beamer filling in a couple of... why are you laughing?
Nothing. Jimmy said something.
Oh, Jimmy loves it when he says something and you laugh.
That's right. Yeah. Jimmy's a funny guy.
Jimmy's a dangerous man. The world's most dangerous man, Jimmy.
But we can't.
Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. Go ahead.
On Facebook, again, the school thing is very popular. We'll go to Susan. Susan says, Sandy, I would like to see my kids go back to school in September. They've been sitting at home since March. A lot of their friends not seeing them since March, except for online. And I don't think they're getting the quality of education that they would be getting if they could be in school and have access to one-on-one learning.
Well, that's true. I mean, think about it. Especially when you were a kid, and the teacher is up in front of the class, and sometimes the teacher walks up and down the row, or they're in back of you. They add a dynamic that's not there when you're not being monitored. And I had a question earlier that nobody's answered yet. How do you chalk up the integrity of the testing when there's no monitor in the classroom? I mean, kids are kids. They're going to look at other kids' papers. That's what kids do. I don't know. I don't know how you have any kind of testing to show that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. It's on the up and up.
Yeah, nothing that you can depend on for a college to look at. I would think that last semester and whatever semesters this year are mostly online learning, you'd have to look at that. If you're a school looking to accept someone, you'd have to look at that with the, you know, knowing, well, they weren't really taking full classes these two semesters. It's not really comparable.
Yeah. I can say this honestly. I can put my hand in the air. If I had a Bible here, put the other hand in the Bible and say, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think I have ever looked at somebody else's paper when I was in school. Never. Not once. Now, I got a Bible in front of you there, Buzzy. You passed. That's very good. You know who would have trouble passing this?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Jimmy loves to look at other people's work.
I cheated all the time. Are you kidding?
Did you?
That's how I got through high school, and that's how I'm working here now.
Well, you have the accelerated class.
Yeah.
That's Jimmy is a smart guy.
That was honor roll worthy material.
Oh, that's very, very nice. Now, I like that.
I can tell you this, Sandy. I never looked at another kid's test. I can honestly say that. I'm not extending the truth. However,
you looked at another kid's girlfriend, however.
Well, I mean,
that's different.
But now, I cannot say that there was not a time or two in high school where I didn't have help written somewhere on my body that I could easily look to.
Oh, you write down things on body parts, well, eh? Obviously, you only take long-form tests.
Not often, but there were times. Math, I was never good at. I was never good at math.
See, math was my best subject. The two smartest kids in the whole class on math, number two, Sandy, number one, Don.
Who called? Really?
Yeah, that's true.
I was never good at math. You know, I did very well. I mean, I know this is hard to believe. I did very well in classes that a lot of in front of the class presentations. I was always great at presentations. Anything that involved you talking to the class, I would ace no problem. But math always came difficultly to me.
Well, I mean, so we all have our areas of expertise. Jimmy's proud of you. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Let's go. Oh, wow, we got both genders of the same name. We've got Chris and Christine. Buzzy, which one should I take first, Christine or Chris?
I always say ladies first.
Ladies first, line three, Christine. Hi. Christine in Tonawanda. Hi, Christine.
From Tonawanda. Before, thank you for taking my call. I first of all would like to give you the derivation of the real background for the word buffalo.
Yes, do it for us, please. Thank you.
The explorer discovered Niagara River. He named it in French, Beau Fleuve, B-E-A-U, Fleuve, F-L-E-U-V-E, beautiful river. However, when the English came through, the Native Americans mispronounced it, and the Native Americans were saying buffalo. And, of course, buffalo never roamed here. That's how we got the name buffalo.
Well, thank you for that. You know, I remember, strangely enough, Danny Neverth used to, every couple of years, he would go through how the city was named. And thank you for that refresher course we have. What else do you have in mind today regarding schools and maybe the cancel culture?
The schools. I taught in Buffalo high schools for 34 years. And one year we had overcrowding at our high school, and we went to double session. 7:30 to 12, 12 to 4. And nobody liked it because it interfered with the after-school activities, especially the sports activities. But it's possible. I would like to suggest that maybe. And like somebody else, one of your listeners said, lower class size, but I have to hire more teachers and so on. And you got to make sure that everybody has their temperature taken in the morning. The teachers are smart. I'm sure that they'll try to figure it out.
Yeah, so there's a lot more to do. The more you shuffle around, there's a lot more to do. But let's hope the end result is the kids absorb the learning. Thank you for the lesson, Christine.
He can't close the schools. We need the schools to stay open.
Yeah, I agree. And the president is very strong on wanting the schools open, too. New York has announced that they will open. Some might be going 3 days a week physically to a building and then the other couple of days online. Thank you, Christine. Thank you very much. Wow, very good. Yeah, Danny Neverett used to, I remember hearing him give that same exact example as Christine gave. Every couple of years, somebody would come up and ask the question. Let's go to Chris in Lancaster, line one. Chris, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello there.
Information. I had the same information that Christine had about the naming of the city. It was the French that came in and named it Buffalo for beautiful river or beautiful waters. And then the English butchered it and said Buffalo. So.
Okay, so that's how it ended up.
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Let's go to Ken, line two, which would be Ken in Lancaster. Ken, you're on WBEN.
Well, thank you. Nice to talk to you again. Used to listen to you when I was a lot younger.
Well, I was a lot younger when you used to listen to me, too, so thank you.
I just had a story. I went to school locally. I'm from Lancaster now, but originally went to Frontier Central. And I remember in grade school, we were taking a test, and the teacher called me up and asked me why I turned in two tests. And I said, what do you mean? And so she showed me. Well, come to find out, the person that was sitting one desk over and behind me was so intent on copying off my paper, she copied my name in the name slot.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I never saw much sense in cheating. You either get it right or you don't, but it should be your work. All right, thank you. Thank you, Ken. That's a good story. No, you would see kids. I don't know when they're learning with a video screen how you can testify to the integrity of the test. Most kids kind of drift, their eyes drift to somebody else's work, especially the smart kids. You would want to, if you were going to do that, unless you were a complete dolt, you would copy off of somebody smart, like maybe Buzzy or my friend Don, or in math, maybe me. You definitely wouldn't want to copy my science or chemistry test because you would be on the short list of failure. So, okay.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing. It depends where you are in class, right? You're not always next to the smart kid anyway. But, you know, something the teacher said to me stuck with me, Sandy. If you cheat on a test, you are only cheating yourself.
Oh, words to live by. That, yes, I think, you know what? I think they built a statue for that teacher that said that, and they just tore it down the other day. They decapitated it first and threw it in the water. That's the ultimate diss, don't you think?
I think so. That's the new diss, yeah.
If we were going to build a statue, who would we build one for? I can tell you. We would build one for Jimmy Griffin because Jimmy Griffin has one. That's why we would build one.
Right in front of the stadium.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's a guy that deserves a statue. Boy, I would go down there myself and guard that one because he very much deserved it. Well, yes.
Speaking of statues, you know what Sean Ryan said yesterday, that we should only have statues for one generation.
Oh,
and
stop.
Then, like, that history doesn't just go back one generation. You're not going to learn anything.
What's wrong with that? Hey, look, when somebody elects you to a public office, do you still have to suck up? It's bad enough you suck up during the campaign to get votes, but then when you get enough votes, you got to suck up to a mob. And you think the mob's going to sit around during a mob meeting and go, let's see, well, he sucked up enough, so we'll just do what he wants us to do. They have no respect for anything or anybody. So if you're going to go down, at least go down with some amount of grace and decorum and have, have a set. You see what I'm talking about?
100%.
Just don't go caving in to the first thing. Believe me, I work for managers tougher than that. Okay, that about wraps it up. Until tomorrow on News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.